Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is touting the Trump administration's new national nutrition guidelines in Harrisburg today in what he's calling the Take Back Your Health Tour. From our news partner WITF, Jackson White reports.
The new guidelines encourage Americans to focus their diets on proteins, whole fat foods, and vegetables, while avoiding refined carbs and what Kennedy's office is calling highly processed foods. Kennedy says these recommendations will change the country's dietary culture.
It's going to change what the military eats. It's going to change what we feed patients in the VA hospitals. It's going to change what we feed children in the school lunch programs.
Another recent change by Kennedy has been to the vaccination schedule for children, dropping the number of recommended vaccines from 18 to 11. Kennedy has faced heavy pushback from many public health experts for this change and his questioning of vaccination safety. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Another spell of bitterly cold weather is set to grip the Philly region, and that could mean frozen pipes. Troy Mandy has a bit of expertise when it comes to buildings and recommends.
I was in property management for some time, so I know some of the tricks of the trade. Just let the pipes drip a little bit. Don't have to do a lot.
The Philadelphia Water Department says before you look for frozen pipes in your home, consult a neighbor, because if they don't have water service either, it could mean a water main break somewhere outside of the house. After a warmer day Thursday, forecasters are calling for possible heavy snow this weekend that will usher in more cold temperatures. And finally, police have found 10-year-old Mohamed Sako safe. He went missing following being dropped off at his elementary school. He was found in Upper Chichester, not far from where he used to live. No further details on his successful finding have been released. Skies have clouded over in Philadelphia. Temperatures are warm, given what we are facing and where we've been. 37 degrees currently in Center City. Overnight, clouds persist. Temperatures drop down to around freezing, then start warming up in the pre-dawn hours. We're looking at highs tomorrow in the mid-40s. You're listening to WHYY.